Can you believe the holidays are here?
I know. This year went by so fast. I want to help the schools in my neighborhood by giving to Donors Choose. Because during this time of the year, it's all about the kids.
That's a great idea. Donors Choose is the most trusted nonprofit connecting teachers and students to donors who believe in them.
Now, more than ever before, students across the country are eager for a season of learning, community, and celebration.
Visit donorschoose.org/local and give today.
Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser transforms your space, creating your perfect ambiance with a wide range of inviting fragrances that make your guests go, oh. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser's easy-to-change refills allow you to choose your perfect fragrance for any occasion, like lush honeysuckle and raspberry, and vibrant island coconut and warm sands. And if guests start shifting from the table to the couches, no worries. It's perfectly portable and cordless. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser, always inviting.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Probe into the disappearance of Kerry farmer Michael Gain has been reclassified as a homicide investigation. And Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, joins us now. Good morning to you, Conor. Tell us what we know about what's happening here.
Yeah, so last night, Garda headquarters issued a statement and they basically said that the missing persons inquiry into what happened to Mike Gain had been upgraded to a homicide inquiry. Now, this is, I mean, it's not unprecedented. This has happened before where a person has vanished. No trace of them has been found and their remains obviously haven't been found as well. But I suppose what is unusual here is that the case has been upgraded so quickly. I mean, you're talking about searching and an inquiry that's been going on for about the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the speed at which this inquiry has been upgraded is very unusual. But I think if we look back here, the signs were there from the, you know, really from the outset that Gardaí feared that foul play was a factor here. You know, we saw Mike Gain's car being taken away within 2 days of him being reported to the Gardaí. That was taken away for examination. We saw the slurry pit in his farmyard also being searched. And really, Gardaí don't undertake those kinds of tactics in a case unless they unless really they feel that the disappearance of the person is extremely sudden, very much out of character, and that foul play could be a factor. So Gardaí have really been saying off the record from the outset that they were factoring in the possibility that, you know, foul play was a factor here. And obviously what we saw last night with the inquiry being upgraded, that has now confirmed that, and now a large-scale criminal investigation is obviously underway.
Okay. It would appear the guards have ruled out things like potential suicides. Do we know, Conor, how they rule out things like that in the case where a body hasn't been recovered and someone has just gone, I suppose, spontaneously missing?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of these cases where a person is unaccounted for, there will be some kind of background, maybe family problems, maybe a person has been depressed or has had other struggles, maybe they've taken themselves off before for periods of time in the past. But that has all been, you know, ruled out in this particular case. And Gardaí, as we know, have carried out very extensive searches in the area over the last 6 weeks. That's involved, you know, the army even being drafted in. So the farm down there has been extensively searched. I mean, the fear and even the hope, I suppose, was that Mike Gain had gone to, you know, possibly tend to his animals on his farm and had, you know, perhaps fallen and injured himself.
An accidental death, yeah.
Yeah, precisely. But, I mean, really, that was ruled out very, very quickly. I mean, when you're searching for a person for a few days and you can't find them, I mean, obviously, you know, hopes that you will find them still alive obviously fade. And really, that farm has been combed and has been searched very extensively and no sign of him has been found. Now, over the last several weeks, Gardaí have interviewed 130 people. They've taken 320, they've undertaken 320 formal investigation tasks, and they've also gathered up 2,200 hours of CCTV. Okay. And really, as they've gone through all of that evidence very extensively, they found no evidence he's alive and no plausible explanation that he may have just, you know, taken himself out.
And kind of the guards are appealing for information. And I know they haven't already interviewed 130 people, but they are continuing to appeal for any information for anyone to come forward.
Absolutely. They say that people, particularly in the local area, know what happened to him, and they've urged those people to come forward, even if they felt unable to come forward until now.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Conor Lally there, Irish Times crime and security editor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Can you believe the holidays are here?
I know. This year went by so fast. I want to help the schools in my neighborhood by giving to Donors Choose. Because during this time of the year, it's all about the kids.
That's a great idea. Donors Choose is the most trusted nonprofit connecting teachers and students to donors who believe in them.
Now, more than ever before, students across the country are eager for a season of learning, community, and celebration.
Visit DonorsChoose.org/local and give today.